Hey everybody, welcome to the show. Is this thing working? That's a question we ask each and every time, and we bring you topics each and every time that we're on here about the things we see in our country, in our nation, in our communities, man, everywhere. You see the things that are happening and you gotta ask, is this thing working? Hey, I'm James, and that sitting across from me is my lovely co-host, Denise. How's it going, Denise?
Oh, man, it is awesome. But before we start this show today, we want to state that these are our opinions and our assertions, ours alone. And if you agree with us, you need to tell your friends and share the show wide. Share it far and wide. And if you don't agree with us...
Yeah, hey, if you don't agree with us, if you don't like our opinions and our assertions, hey... Go ahead and share the show. Hit the like button and tell your friends why you don't like the show. We don't care, because at the end of the day, what we want is for you to be informed and to become engaged, man.
So make sure you stomp that like button and please download and follow Is This Thing Working on all streaming platforms like Rumble, X, Facebook, wherever you watch your streaming platforms. And we are on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. And download that Rumble app so you can watch us live. Also, please turn on those notifications so you can be reminded when we go live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let's get on with the show.
Let's get on with it. So here we go. We wake up this morning. Everything's fine and dandy, man. We're saying our good mornings on social media, on X and all this. We get to work. And all of a sudden, man, you can't get on X no more.
I know, I can't make my hourly post. Oh, no, what are we going to do? That's kind of how the whole Twitter
foundation was going.
Yeah. They couldn't handle it.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was funny to me, too, because I would see notification after notification, and I'd try to open it, and you'd just get the spinning wheel of death there just going around and around. And
I know. We actually thought that our internet was out.
Right.
Where we was at, because we were out working, you know. And
yeah, that's what I thought. I just had poor signal out there.
But X was down.
Yep. Multiple outages reported all over the country, man. And this is what it says here, that they experienced multiple outages, which Elon Musk attributes to a massive ongoing cyber attack. He suggested that the attack could involve a large coordinated group or even a nation state due to its scale. The group Dark Storm Team has claimed responsibility via Telegram for these disruptions, although the motive behind their actions remain unclear. So that was the last update that we have seen about that.
Yeah, Dark Storm Team.
Yeah.
You know,
what does that mean?
I don't know. They're always coming up with these weird names for some.
Who do you think it probably is? My conspiratorial mind immediately goes toward the intel. Exactly, man.
Yeah,
goes toward intel. Five Eyes.
The Five Eyes.
Yeah,
that's the ones that are trying to stop everything that's going on. You know, and free speech on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it,
yeah,
is free speech, and everyone is on there. I mean, this is where you get the news now.
Yeah.
You know, is you can find the news out quicker on X than you can on any local stations whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's there quick.
And who we're talking about, Five Eyes, is just basically a globalization of the intel. They're all going together, and that's the five major intel groups that are working together.
Yes, which are trying to kick the United States out, not give President Trump any intel.
Yeah.
You know, because of Zelensky, who we did read today that Zelensky sent an apology letter to President Trump. Well, I'm just going to do the 3-day thing on that, because as soon as Zelensky does something.
As soon as he apologizes, he'll take it back.
He'll take it back. even though they're even saying things like, oh, well, the apology wasn't a real apology. You either apologized or you didn't.
Yeah. Well, you know? Let me tell you something, man. And from what I've seen of the day that he was there at the White House and President Trump and J.D. Vance had to crawl all over his ass and check him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Hey,
President Trump told him straight up then. He said, well, I guess you're going to have to fight it out, man. And Zelensky don't want that, man.
Putin, I know.
Putin has been really as much as what we've heard of, and the way that Putin has just been bombing the hell out of him. I still believe that Russia's been merciful on him. You know what I mean?
Yes. I mean, Russia really wants to make a deal.
Yes.
And Zelensky does not.
Exactly.
And that's only because they're, you know, they get their money. They're broke. If he gives up and it becomes peace, folks, he will be voted out. And that is his main issue. He will be voted out.
Well, yeah, he'd have to give up his dictatorship. He'd have to
give up his position.
His dictatorship.
You know, so he's the dictator here.
But I believe if we quit funding them and there's not any negotiation, we just pull funding away from them and just go, okay, here, have at it. You know, Europe can have your back. I still believe they'd be dead. They'd be gone in a month.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Ukraine will be gone in a month, and that would be the end of it.
Well, you know, we're talking about this dark storm that's, you know, attacking X. Well, there's been this, everyone's heard, I'm pretty sure, because that's all they talk about is President Trump hasn't making eggs go down all of a sudden. You know what I mean? But the NASDAQ has had the worst sell-off since 2022. The sell-off comes after President Trump warned of a little disruption as he builds a foundation for the future. Here, let's listen to what he says about this. You also have to remember that this is a global sell-off, so our globalists are not very happy with President Trump's new foundation. So you just listen to what he had to say here. Here he goes.
Didn't buy any longer. Yeah, because there was nobody to call him. I used to call President Xi. I said, you got to do me a favor. You got to, you know, live up to that agreement. And he was great. He did.
Before you came into the Oval Office the first time, you were a very successful businessman, very successful real estate executive. And a lot of people said, oh, this is the business president. This is it. He's watching the stock market. He knows all about, you know, he doesn't want the market to go down. And now we've got tariffs and the market has been going down.
Well, not much. I mean, in all fairness, not
you, much. You said, look, we're going to have a disruption, but we're okay with that. Is that what you meant, the stock market going down was the disruption? What other disruption were you alluding to?
Look, what I have to do is build a strong country. You can't really watch the stock market. If you look at China, they have a 100-year perspective. We have a quarter. We go by quarters.
That's true.
And you can't go by that. You have to do what's right. What we're doing is we're building a tremendous foundation for the future. Tremendous foundation. I didn't buy any longer. Yeah, because there was nobody to call him. I used to call President Xi. I said, you got...
There you go. So there's going to be bumpy little rides here while we change over into this new system.
Yeah.
And if anyone that voted for President Trump, I'm pretty sure everyone was common sense and knew that this was going to happen for the simple reason that... Joe Biden and their fake administration, I'm telling you, did not release the correct numbers. So
it ruined our economy.
And ruined our economy. So it's going to take some time for him to build it back up. And it's just going to take time. I don't even know if he'll be able to do this in 4 years. But he's trying to do it in two.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see how this turns out.
If he can get it moving in the right direction and we see produced results, man, good results, positive results, then people will pick up on it and we'll all continue to move in that direction. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. And then it will be easier and the elections will come better for us because then we'll be able to, each party will be able to rule the same way. You know what I mean? Kind of govern the same way and work toward these principles of building up our economy again and strengthening our country again and bringing back the value of our dollar and being able to be a supplier in the world like we should be and
relying on supply chain.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, we learned all that during COVID about what the supply chains did to us. You know,
yes.
And there's just no way we can do that again.
Exactly.
And the fake Biden administration goes in there and does whatever they did to the economy. We won't even know the whole thing. I mean, until they really dig deep. because there's been so many of these lawsuits that stopped them from actually looking and finding more of the fraud, waste, and abuse.
Right.
You know, that's been happening. You know, and speaking of that, I put out a poll asking all of my people about on my ex what you thought of Doge. And I asked, does Doge need a scalpel or a chainsaw to the government? Now, remember last week, President Trump asked Elon Musk to use a scalpel, not a chainsaw, because I think it was like bugging some of the department heads.
Right.
You know.
Because they didn't know if they were going to be working or not the next day, I guess.
Yes,
yeah.
I guess so.
Well, I can kind of see where President Trump meant with the scalpel was to be precise with it, you know, and make a precise, swift, nice, clean cut.
Yes.
But, man, a lot of this that's going on, especially with the USAID money and everything else, man, you need to take a chainsaw. You probably need to take the metaphorical hand grenade and toss it in the middle. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
after
those rumors about Secretary of State Rubio and then Elon Musk, after them, you know, bickering or whatever, all of a sudden today I saw that Secretary Rubio slashed a lot of those USAID programs.
Yeah,
he slashed them today. Did. You know, and that is, I mean, it's really what we have to do. If we got to beat people on the head to go, hey, this is what we need to do. Hey, I'm willing to do it.
Yeah.
I'm willing to step up and, you know, I'll be loud on X. I'll tell you. You know, we're behind Elon Musk. And that's what this poll shows.
Right.
94.2% want chainsaw out of 103 votes. So, I mean, that means, and I only polled MAGA. So, there you go. There was 5.8% that did not. They want to do it with precision. But MAGA's tired of precision. We want it gone.
Yeah.
We want it all gone.
And that's what we're looking for, man, because we've had to set back for 4 years and watch the Biden administration do this. And we've set back also for 4 years and we've listened to promises made, promises kept. That's what we needed and it's what we wanted and it's what we voted for. And one of the things that we voted for, too, was the Epstein files to be released and to be released in the right and correct manner. And you know, as we know, it wasn't. It was botched. It was a mess. We talked about that already, you know, with the revealing of the binder and the binder gate situation.
With the phase one.
Yeah, with the phase one. And here we are, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks down the road, and we ain't seen nothing. You know what I mean? And I, you know, to me, it's just amazing because we know of civil cases that have come forward, but how amazing is it that it seems to be that there's absolutely zero criminal cases being brought. And then you've got Bondi behaving the way that she's behaved with it and the decisions that she's made, man.
You know, and I wonder Maxwell is the only one that has been charged with anything that's regarding,
yeah,
you know, criminally charged.
Well, that's still
and
alive,
is in
yeah.
Prison.
Yeah.
I think Epstein was going through a trial.
Yeah.
I don't think that he actually finished the trial.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so Maxwell's the only one that's been charged and in prison for doing whatever she did to these babies, these children.
Yeah.
And you're right. Where is everybody else? How yep. come nobody else has gotten any criminal charges? Now, we did find out that there was some.
Yeah, there's been some cases.
Civil cases.
Yeah.
Well, we know about Virginia Guffrey.
Yeah.
You know, so she's one of the most vocal accusers.
Yeah.
And then Sarah Ransom. She later wrote a book about her experiences and testified at Maxwell's trial.
Yes. And then the two farmer sisters. And
then the farmer sisters.
Yeah.
They testified against Maxwell during her trial.
See, and that's my point. Okay, so if it's kind of being played out kind of like the O.J. Simpson thing where, hey, civilly you're responsible, but criminally you're not. To me, that I just did. I can't wrap my brain around this unless.
The ones that testified against Maxwell, you know, it was very effective. She's in prison.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't understand why no one's filed charges against the men or the women that were involved also.
Exactly.
You're telling me that Maxwell is the only one?
No, and we all know that. So that's.
I mean, she trafficked, and I believe that was, you know, kind of her
thing.
And
we want the people
children.
She trafficked to.
Yes,
that's
we want the people. We need the list.
Yep.
We need that list.
So people, please, be brave, stand up, man.
And it's not even about the list anymore, really. It's about trust. It's about transparency.
Yes, it is.
You know, and it's about finally perp walking the people that have been destroying America because of this list.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been using this against people.
Yes.
For a long time.
Exactly.
You know, and we need to stop that.
Exactly.
Our Congress, if you're involved, you need to go.
I agree.
You know, we all need to see it.
I agree.
So what if an election's coming up? Oh, an election's coming up. Well, you need to go. If you're in this.
Yep.
And had anything to do with this, then you need to not be elected next time.
Yep. Yep. Everybody needs to quit using it as a political football and use it as what it's supposed to be for, is justice served to the people that done these things to these girls, to these underage girls.
Yeah. I mean, and then here we go. Tulsi Gabbard, DNI, Tulsi Gabbard, she put out, she did POTUS's directive today. She says, I have revoked security clearances and barred access to classification information for Anthony Blinken, Jake Sullivan, Lisa Monaco, Mark Zed, Norm Eisen, Letitia James, Alvin Bragg, and Andrew Wiseman, along with the 51 signers of the Hunter Biden laptop letter.
Yep.
Saying it was Russia propaganda.
Yep.
It's about time.
Yep.
Oh, and one other thing. Former fake President Joe Biden has been denied access to the president's daily brief. So this is important. I mean,
he wouldn't have understood it anyway.
No. No. But that would mean that his wife would be getting the briefs probably.
Right.
And she doesn't need any. And all of these people that I named are the people that did the Russia hoax, January 6th hoax, the going after President Trump hoax.
Yep.
All them hoaxes that tried to destroy President Trump. The ones that actually helped him get reelected.
Yep. Sure did.
You know, so we're proud for that. Thank goodness. So there are things happening. I know it's not happening fast enough. I'm always telling James, because he's very impatient about this, I understand it's not happening fast enough. I know that day one is now day 50-something.
Right.
I get it, man. I do get it. But, let's let them get in there and get their pieces of the chessboard in place. Because it's not going to be over. Because Kash Patel has come out and told us that it's not going to be. He was given a directive, if you recall, from Pam Bondi to have papers done within 2 weeks.
Yes.
And the Epstein files especially.
Yes.
You know, also. But the Judiciary Committee has also asked for papers.
Yeah. And this was from Eric Daughtry earlier, and it says, breaking, FBI Director Kash Patel is aggressively working to comply with the records request from Congress ahead of the deadline. So he's following through on his transparency promise. And I said this, man, Kash was going to be one of the best things we could ever had. And I'm just impatient. So
I know. It's okay. We're all impatient. Yeah. You're not the only one.
But it says here that he just recently gave them more than 400 pages regarding what the committee asked for more than a week ahead of the March 17th deadline. And that was at the request of Jim Jordan. And these topics include things like A.G. Garland's school board memo and the investigation into the J6 pipe bomb investigation. So he's already turned them over regarding the FBI's engagement with social media and the now terminated Foreign Influence Task Force. There are also reportedly minimal redactions in these documents. And this is great, especially since it's going to bring up A.G. Garland too, man.
Yes, and the January 6th bomb investigation. Yes,
we'll finally figure out where Kamala Harris was on that day.
We can't wait. You know he's probably, Cash is just like dying to get him out there.
Right, I get it, man.
You know he wants to, but he has to go through the process. The Judiciary Committee is going, you know, and the thing, so I'm not a fan of committees. I'm not a fan of all these papers making it to the committees. I'm just not a fan. I am a fan of Cash Patel, and I do get that the Judiciary Committee asked for these, but why can't you just release it to us? Why does it have to go through a committee? You said, he says on here that there's very minimal redactions. Well, if that's the case, then why don't you just release them to us? Why does the Judiciary Committee get it first? Who are they? What is?
Hey, that's been my biggest fuss the entire time.
We don't want committees anymore.
No.
We want
transparency.
We want the House to actually do a great bill. We don't want them working on no Judiciary Committee. Because obviously, I'm sorry, but look at our judiciary right now. Do you see our judiciary right now?
Yep. It's the same
What's going
thing.
On yep. in our judiciary? What? You ain't done nothing. You have not done anything.
You've had the House since 22 and you've done nothing.
To solve our judiciary problems.
We're talking about the same problems we did 2 years ago and you did nothing then. You're going to do nothing now.
You don't want us in on them other committees that you have.
Yep.
The ones that just allowed fraud, waste, and abuse and all the taxpayer money just to go wherever it wants to with these NGOs.
For nothing. Yeah.
You know, you just allowed all that. You think I care about a Judiciary Committee? I just want to see the pages. Put them out there on a website.
Yep.
Make a website that says Democrats Laundry and just stick it out there.
Out there PDF form if
PDF
you have to.
Form.
Something.
Put
anything,
everything
man.
Under, you know, and all we got to do is just hit. We click on that and there we go. Put the
file down
the
there.
The school board memo right here on one line. January 6th pipe bomb. On another line for us to go to. Just click. That's all we need. That's all we need is on there. One big file.
That's it. Transparency.
Transparency. Let us look at it all.
Yep. Is this thing working?
Rise up.